This is the Anabu AI blog, in audio. Today, we're covering an article by Brett Allegre Wood, and I think every business owner needs to hear this one. It's called OpenAI is hiring 4,000 people while your AI skills gap widens.
Just that headline should make you stop. Because while most business owners are still figuring out whether to try AI, OpenAI is out deploying thousands of people directly inside enterprise businesses.
That's the crux of it. OpenAI is reportedly on track to double its headcount to 8,000 people by the end of this year. 4,000 new roles. And these aren't all engineers.
What kind of roles are we talking about?
They're calling them technical ambassadors, specialists embedded directly inside businesses to weave OpenAI's models into operations at the deepest level. Brett puts it plainly. This isn't about selling software licenses. It's about owning the entire operational layer of every significant industry.
So the goal is dependency. Once their infrastructure is woven into how your business runs, walking away becomes almost impossible.
Exactly. And here's the knock-on effect for everyone else. You cannot outbid OpenAI for talent. Not even close. The stock options alone pull every capable AI specialist toward the tech giants. Every hire they make is one fewer person available to help your business.
That's a real constraint. But here's something in the article that genuinely surprised me. OpenAI, the company that started all this, is actually losing ground in the enterprise space.
Yes. Data from Ramp, a corporate spend management firm, found that businesses are now 70% more likely to choose Anthropic's Claude over OpenAI for their first enterprise AI service.
70%? That's not a marginal difference.
Not at all. And Brett's read on why is sharp. Anthropic isn't winning on raw technology. They're winning on trust. Safety frameworks a compliance officer can actually sign off on. Auditability. Data security. The era of playing around with a cool new tool is finished. The conversation has moved to the boardroom.
Which makes complete sense when you're a business owner with real legal and reputational exposure. So you've got a talent vacuum and a platform arms race. What does all of this mean for the actual workforce inside a business?
This is where it gets uncomfortable. Goldman Sachs put a number on jobs exposed to automation, 300 million. And the roles disappearing first aren't the senior ones. They're the entry-level positions. Research and first draft writing, customer queries, spreadsheet analysis.
The engine room.
Exactly. And Brett makes a point I think most business owners have missed. Those entry-level roles aren't just doing work. They're training grounds. Young people learn by doing the foundational stuff, and eventually they become your senior leaders. Automate the foundational work, and that pipeline disappears.
That's not just a hiring problem. That's a sustainability problem. In 5 or 10 years, where do your next senior leaders actually come from? Brett calls it the professional talent pipeline breaking. His answer is a concept called the chief workforce architect, a role that asks the strategic questions. Which roles can be automated or augmented? What new skills does the business need? How do you build career paths that don't dead-end at automation? Does every business need that title on the org chart? No, but someone needs to own those questions, even if it's you for now. Brett's argument is that this is a fundamental business strategy problem about value creation. It is not an IT problem. There is some good news in here, though. The same Goldman Sachs report that flagged 300 million at-risk jobs also forecast 500,000 new U.S. jobs by 2030, just for data centers, the backbone infrastructure of this whole shift. Work is changing, not disappearing, but you have to be positioned for what's coming, not for a world that no longer exists. So what should someone listening actually do this week? Brett lays out 5 concrete actions. The one I'd start with? Audit your entry-level roles. Which tasks are already being done by AI, or could be? Document it. That becomes the foundation of your upskilling plan. Mine would be finding your AI literate people. Who on your team is already experimenting beyond basic prompts? Give them a mandate, not just permission. Those are your internal ambassadors. The full article is at anabu.ai. Worth reading in full because Brett goes deep on each of the 5 actions. And if you want this working inside your own business, there's a free AI audit you can book there too. It's a solid place to start if you're not sure where the gaps actually are.
Thanks for listening.